This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, August 30th, brought to you by Clean Fuels Alliance America. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Wall Street received some positive news on inflation, consumer spending, and income today. The Commerce Department said its personal consumption and expenditures report showed prices rose just 0.2% from June to July, up slightly from the previous month's 0.1% increase. Compared with a year ago, inflation was unchanged at 2.5%. Economists had expected the PCE, which is the Fed Reserve's preferred measure on inflation, would show that inflation edged up to 2.6% in July. Remember, it was as high as 7.1% in the middle of 22. The report confirms price increases are cooling, keeping the central bank on track to cut rates for the first time in more than 4 years. Arlen Suderman with Stone X believe rate cuts are given. The question is how much and how soon?
The only question is now at what pace will they go and how far will they go? And they've basically said inflation is no longer a factor for them. So when we got the PCE inflation data, the market didn't pay a whole lot of attention to inflation data so much as they did some of the other data that was in there. That was on personal income and personal consumption expenditure. And those numbers really showed that the strength that we saw in the second quarter in the economy, that really carried over into the month of July as well.
Most analysts believe the Fed goal of taming inflation has been accomplished, and now it's time for the Fed to act.
There's a sense on Wall Street that once inflation has been brought under control, and we can debate whether that's happened, but the Fed has said from their standpoint it has been brought under control, then the sense is, well, then rates need to go back to their quote-unquote natural level. The debate is, where is their natural level? And academics are debating this and arguing it, saying it's somewhere between 2.4% and 3.2%.
Suderman believes those lower rates could backfire.
When you have that much fiscal stimulus to go down to those interest rates, I believe would bring inflation roaring back. The other problem is if you go down to those interest rates, then the consumer, which has really been supporting the treasury market, starts going back to the stock market general trends, and then you have even fewer buyers of our debt certificate.
Over the next 12 months, over $9 trillion in U.S. debt certificates need to be renewed. National Corn Growers President Harold Woolley was at this week's Farm Progress Show in Iowa among a chorus of ag leaders calling for a new farm bill. But Woolley says crop farmers need Washington to step up and deliver on two other key areas.
Ag trade is very important to the ag community. You know, you can look at the USDA supply and demand balance sheets and see that we have too big of a carryover. How are we going to whittle that down? Well, we need more demand for our grain. And from a policy perspective, I think there's two things. One is ethanol policy, and the other one is trade. You know, we need higher blends of ethanol so that we burn up more ethanol and use more corn to create ethanol. And we need better trade agreements that promote our agricultural products to the rest of the world.
Jeff Cooper with the Renewable Fuels Association said his industry and corn farmers have the same message.
They look at the opportunities coming out of the Inflation Reduction Act and those tax credits, along with the RFS and E15, they see those things being as important as a farm bill. So at the same time we're working on getting a farm bill across the goal line, we need to be mindful of getting these other things addressed in Washington, D.C. as well, because they are critically important to the ag economy and specifically to corn growers.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Clean Fuels Alliance America. Have you listened to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast? Clean Fuels Alliance America is connecting you to experts who take you behind the scenes to learn the latest on biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel. Don't miss the testimonials and opportunities for farmers. The benefits keep growing. Subscribe and listen today to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast. Available wherever you get podcasts. Better, Cleaner, Now. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Elliott.